The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, world. This is Trish Adora, your Pan-African World Diaspora Champion, and you are listening to John Orlando on the PVDcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVDcast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 231. I hope all is well with you, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVDcast. Now, before I talk about my guest, I'd like to highlight a big event that's going on this weekend. Here in Columbus, Ohio, the Arnold Sports Festival is back. Now, last year and the year before that, you know, parts happened, it didn't happen. There were smaller crowds, there was no crowds. It was a mess for the last couple of years. But this year, we're back to the way it was, back in full effect. Of course, still have to wear a mask, still have to take some precautions, but it's happening. And I'm excited because New Ohio Wrestling is again part of the Arnold, and this time, we're not at the Kids and Teens Expo. We are actually at the main convention center, Exhibition Hall A. We're going to be presenting some great wrestling action, two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, and a show on Sunday. And I'm even going to let you know a little bit in advance, that show on Sunday is double size. That's right, there's about 11 matches on that show. So you definitely want to come on out. If you're coming out to the Arnold anyways, you need to just stop on by Exhibition Hall A. Catch some great wrestling from NOW. I believe noon and 4:30 on Friday and Saturday and noon on Sunday. It's going to be a heck of a weekend. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a little bit tiring too. I'm not going to lie. Probably Sunday night I'm going to be spent, but I'm looking forward to it. All the folks from NOW are going to be there. And if you need more details, just go to newohiowrestling.com, which is the website. You can follow on Twitter at New Ohio Wrestling and New Ohio Wrestling on Facebook and Instagram. So I hope to see you all out at the Arnold enjoying some NOW action. Well, my guest for this episode is a man that's going to be at the Arnold, and he is going to be competing in various matches throughout the weekend. And I'm talking about the man they call the Prophet of Pain, Amos. Amos is a really interesting dude, and I say that because he has a unique philosophy on life and on wrestling, and I really dig it. I think that this conversation for many of you is going to be very enlightening. He's a cool dude. He's been working with NOW now, oh man, for about a year now. Always a very good competitor, always puts on the very best match that he can. And I appreciate him coming on and talking with me about not only the Arnold, but his start in the business, his training, who some of his favorites were, about traveling to different places, and even a little bit of life philosophy as well. So it's a cool episode. You really, really, really are in for a treat. But before I throw it to my conversation with Amos, I need to thank a great sponsor of this podcast. I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. As you know, they are the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. I mean, they got single issues, they got graphic novels, they've got toys, collectibles, they've got comic book supplies. I mean, they got it all, including like hundreds of back issues. So if you have a few holes in your collection, stop on over to the store. I'm sure you can fill those holes because I bet you Jeff has the comics you need in those back issues. So if you're in the Central Ohio area, stop on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But if you want to check them out online, you can do that too. Their website is wgcomics.com, and you can even check them out on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics. All right, with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I sit down and chat with a prophet of pain, Amos. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined this evening by the man they call the prophet of pain. I'm talking about, of course, Amos. Man, how you doing this evening?
The POP, yeah, you know me, Schmuck. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. Looking forward to this weekend where you and I and many other great athletes are going to be very, very busy this weekend.
It's where all the muscle comes to be one with one another. It's going to be one hell of a week in there at the Arnold.
Yes,
you prepared for it.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
You know, it's I think that my preparation is a little different than most people's. You know,
how many times a day in the gym right now?
I go to the gym.
Yeah, we all did have different preparations. You're damn right, we do.
You know, I got to be honest, that is the one thing that of all the things that kind of shook me when it came to COVID was the gym, man. I just kind of, I don't know. I've gone back several times, but I just can't get back in the swing of things because I've kind of gotten out of going, you know, and I didn't go every day. I don't feel like I need to do that, but I would go 3 times a week. I would like it, but Amos, I don't know. I fell out of the routine and I'm really struggling to try to get back into it.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, it is a mind discipline. Mm-hmm. It is a function of the mind that you just have to force yourself through it. Your mind will try to talk you out of it. Nobody likes doing it. It hurts. And you breathe heavy doing it, but the benefits of it, nose down to the grindstone. You gotta find that mindset, my friend.
I'll keep working at it, man. I'll keep working at it. You know, small steps. Well, let's talk about how you got started in this wild and wacky world of professional wrestling.
Oh, boy. Where do we start? Do we start as a kid growing up? Do we start with the dream that I had or the follow-through?
Let's go with the dream and the follow-through first.
All right. Well, we'll skip the kid because every kid was a wrestling fan. So here in my 30s, I quit playing softball. I quit drinking. Mentally, there was a part of me that had to find something physical to do. Now, in the neighborhood I live in, I don't have any kids, but the neighborhood, it's plentiful. So I actually started becoming like a bigger brother to all the kids in the neighborhood. I see them outside wrestling and, goof around. And it kind of all led from there. The kids, they wanted to be professional wrestlers and kept at it. I'd say about 15 years old at the time. And finally, one day I said, you guys are serious about this. I might dabble into it to see how do I get trained and do everything properly. Well, that kind of went in one ear, out the other. Fast forward, it was right around SummerSlam time, Saturday night. My wife and I, we go to bed, and I wake up shaking her. I had a real vivid dream of me being in, a wrestling ring. I said, I told the kids it may be something that I could get into, got it paved the way for them, but that dream, it just felt so real. I kind of wanted to experience the atmosphere in real life. I actually reached out to Battle on the Borders, a local promotion here in Indiana, Ohio. Denim Blevins, he was a great friend of my brother. My brother playing softball, so I reached out to my brother, got a hold of Denim, and I asked Denim if he knew anybody that did any training, and lo and behold, he did. He put me in contact with the icon, Cody Hawk. He was running out of a gym in Hamilton, Ohio. There's CWAI. I talked to Cody. He said, if I was serious about it, show up tomorrow. That would be Monday. And walk through it today, see what you think. Something that you want to do and continue. And we'll take it from there. And that was, I was going on 5 years ago. And here I am. I kind of paved the way for the kids. I kind of checked that off. I had the dream, followed through with the dream. And wow, that was almost 5 years ago, man.
Did the kids end up following you through? Did some of them go, can I come to Cody's school as well? Or?
Oh, hell no. They all grew up. They graduated high school, and they all got their jobs, and they waved at me when they drive by my house.
Oh, okay.
I kind of smile and call them old bastards when they drive by. But but I keep it fresh in their head. It's their first shot at adulthood. They got a lot of things going on. Give it time to settle down. I do what I talk to them. Hey guys, check this out. You never believe what's going on here. But check this title out. You guys can't do anything about it. If you wanted to, you'd come train already. Come on. So I keep at them. So hopefully one day it follows through. If not, hell, I'm living my dream. That's all that matters. Just trying to be nice, I guess.
So when you were training, did you have anything that really kind of like stumped you or frustrated you? Like I've seen guys that maybe have a difficult time taking arm drags or flat back bumps. Was there anything that kind of stumped you and you really, really had to work at it? And maybe it was, maybe even to this day, you still got to work at it.
I am a man of practice. I practice. There's nothing that I can actually say that sticks out in my head that I had troubles with. If I did, there's a gentleman there, the savant Mitch Magnus, out of Cody's school, that he would actually stay after practices to work on the things that I needed to work on. But as of any difficulty, I really can't say. Nothing sticks out of my head. Sounds arrogant.
No. I mean, some folks take to it, and I just know that at times I've been around different training schools where sometimes there's just, it seems like there's that one move that causes frustration to somebody that they can't get it and got to work at it. So I was just curious how your experience was with that.
Oh, actually, you know what? Yes. Okay. The wheelbarrow.
Oh, really?
Yes, the wheelbarrow, whether it be, God rest his soul, Super Zeta, he was a luchador trainer that came through our school, and we would actually train in the lucha form. And I remember, getting up there. Now, remind you, I was about 100 pounds heavier back then than I am now, but you'd get up there, you'd try to lock your legs around the hips. I didn't understand the push-up and letting go of the hips to, coming out of an arm drag or just come up into a headlock takeover.
Okay.
And now that I think about it, that's probably something I'm going to go in tomorrow and work on, because I couldn't tell you the last time I tried a wheelbarrow roll. John, you got me thinking. You're doing a good job here, man. Thank you.
So how about creating your character? Like, what was the process like of creating this image and the promo and the outfit and everything? It's all a perfect match. How long did that take for you to kind of put together?
As any kid does, on the WWE games, you'd have your creative character.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you what you're seeing in real life today is my creative character that goes all the way back to probably say the Sega Dreamcast days.
Okay.
So they had the Prophet of Pain, the Pop Master, that kind of evolved over time, and more of a dark character, kind of was brought up a little bit differently than most would. So I kind of had that little aura, kind of looked at things differently, where a lot of kids were going to church with their parents. I was doing my own thing with my family.
You mean, if I may, and you don't have to answer this. Was your parents just not very religious, and you kind of did your own thing?
My mother was a high priestess Wiccan.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so we a lot of people would
dabble into a Bible to where we would go outside and deal with nature and learn energies and different qualities that most people aren't hip to.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you.
They kind of transformed into, obviously the Gothic kids at school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were kind of into all that. I was not. I was an athlete. But I was always the kid that floated around to all the groups and kind of marched to my own horn, if you would.
Okay.
Going
back to being a fan as a kid, who mm-hmm. were some of your favorites?
Well, Hogan, eat your vitamins, say your prayers, brother. Huge Hogan fan. April 2nd, 85. That's the day I was born.
Oh, okay.
If you know that, that's a good WrestleMania date.
Yes, sir.
Then you get the Stone Cold and you get the Rock. I actually quit watching wrestling. The Rock and Hogan double switch. And Hogan put over the Rock mm-hmm. the passing of the torch. I actually rebelled and quit watching wrestling for, I'd say probably about a good 12 years.
Okay.
It was really upsetting. I didn't like it. Turned the TV off. Didn't turn it back on. But the Daniel Bryan run the Yes Movement, the B-plus athlete, that's what actually dragged me back in to the sport. That evolved into me throwing house parties, over the Daniel Bryan character.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, to emotionally feel that as an adult, to relate that and to, feel that as an adult, that what you felt as a kid. Yeah, there's something special about the wrestling portion of it, the entertainment part, where you can actually pull that raw emotion out of somebody and make them forget about their life for the 2 to 3 hours while they're at a show. You're kind of put in your own spot, your little piece to the world. You're giving back to the universe. That's how I see it.
You probably would not appreciate this comment, but as a kid, I was never a Hogan fan.
But, a lot of people say that.
But I give credit to the dude because I got an opportunity when I was, 9, 10, 10? I got a chance to go to see the WWF at that time mm-hmm. at the Pittsburgh Civic Arena. And I was like, okay, the main event was Hogan and Kamala. I give that man credit because I was like, whatever, it's Hulk Hogan. But as soon as you hear that music and as soon as he starts coming, you can't help but not be like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever. You know, I mean.
You get the tickle feel good that runs all through you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And then you fast forward, 5 years later as a punk freshman in high school, I went again. And I was like, whatever, man, Hogan, whatever. Damn it if it didn't happen again. Forget Hogan, man. He's trapped. Oh no, here he comes. And you just cannot just be like, you just got to react. That's it.
Oh yeah. I'm not crying. You're crying moment.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That's exactly it, man.
Now, who were you a fan of?
Okay. Mine was, mine's a weird one, but I loved Bruiser Brody.
Nice.
To me, I bought in hook, line, and sinker that this is a crazy motherfucker from New Mexico that's going to kill somebody. As a kid, I was like, oh my God, he's going to hurt this man really, really badly. And like, there was that like weird, like, should I be watching this or should I not be watching this type of feeling that I had as a kid. But he was my favorite. The Road Warriors, because they, in that era, they were coming to the ring and destroying people in like 2 minutes.
The Doomsday Device still scares me.
Oh, yeah. Ricky Steamboat, just, man, he was so exciting to watch. And and Mil Máscaras. I found the luchador to be very, very intriguing as well. There's something about the masks, and he was kind of the first one I ever saw. So that was those are kind of my favorites.
Nice, nice. Now, since you threw a few in there, I'm gonna throw a few back at you.
Sure.
Owen Hart. Other than Hogan, Owen Hart being the little brother, I idolized that man. The Blue Blazer gimmick, even when he was running with that, the evolution. I'm not a turd or the nugget. And unfortunately, back to the Blue Blazer gimmick, but I truly believe that he would have been one of the great ones.
Yes,
100%. Yeah, following through with that and grew up with Jericho, Bret Hart, and there's something about the WCW Cruiserweight division that intrigued me.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to what they did in the WWE. I know some. I know a little bit about wrestling. Look at these guys now. They did have the talent.
Yeah.
That's kind of a little pat on my back.
So I have to ask, just looking through your Facebook page, man, you got a lot of really cool, like, I want to say, I don't know if this is the proper term, but three-dimensional type of art. Who does that art? Is that done by you?
Oh, that's all me. It's me and a little app on my phone, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of Easter eggs in all those pictures. You'd sit there, even I'll look back on some of them and say, well, when the hell did I put that in there?
Can you give an example? Because I'm intrigued.
No, if you look at it, I mean, it'll tell its own story. You just gotta, if you zoom out on little bits of them, they'll tell its story.
Okay.
Yeah, each picture has its own story.
Okay.
Kudos. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, I'm a huge comic book nerd, and I notice art, catches my eye when something's unique and different in that. And I was like, that's much different than what I've seen in other Facebook pages with other wrestlers and that. So I think that's really cool, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You got to keep it fresh, man. Get your own flavor. Don't be afraid to be who you are.
Speaking of that, one of my questions I wanted to ask you real quick was, you're wrestling a lot of different places. I mean, whether it's Future Great Wrestling or Extreme Valley Wrestling, PWA, NOW, whatnot. Do you find that it takes you a little bit of time to adjust to the different crowds? Because I know every promotion has their core group of fans and they like what they like. And I know sometimes that causes some problems sometimes for somebody coming in that's new. So have you experienced that? And if you have, how did you kind of adjust your game so that you could still entertain those fans?
Yeah, for those that actually know, have been out to a show and know me, I'm one of the most awkward people that that you'll ever run across. And I use that to my advantage. Quite frankly, I don't care what people think. I'm going to do my thing. Whether they're going to react, I'll make them react one way or another. It may take me a second. But yeah, I think the awkwardness, even in reality, in my shoot life, I've had people tell me that, when I first met you, I thought you were a complete douche. And I was like, wow, cool. I appreciate that, man. He goes, no, don't take that. Don't be offensive, man. You grow on people. And that's actually kind of transitioned into the wrestling world. Most recently, we went up to For Us Wrestling out of Detroit. This is probably about a month and a half ago. I never worked a Detroit crowd. Huge. I mean, the crowd was hot. Worked in the heel spot. Come out. And whatever I'm throwing at these people, I mean, they're not taking it. It's like, well, what the hell do I got to do to you? I really don't care. So I start getting a little bit more swagger with me. Like, if you guys aren't going to take to me, I'm going to take it from you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I call that being the schmuck. If you keep up with any of my t-shirt designs or any of my, like promotional work at FGW, a huge thing I run with is I call people schmucks. That derived from the schmuck look I give people. That's kind of having your head up and you're just doing your own thing. It's a schmuck look. And that grows on people. I don't know what it is. Kind of adapts to it. But it worked. I got heat regardless. They wanted to kill me by the time we walked out of that place.
Where did you come up with the schmuck idea, by the way?
You got the young bucks.
Okay. I was gonna say, has that always been in your lexicon, like you use that term?
You got the young bucks, And then my brother and I always goofed around. We called ourselves the Young Schmucks. You got the athletic guys, and remind you, I was a lot heavier than I am now, my brother included. So we would do their little flex pose, and we were the Young Schmucks.
I don't know why I find that funny, but it's damn hilarious. All right,
I'm gonna shoot you over a picture. You're gonna okay. Geek out on it. I got good. It hanging right here. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, yeah. Folks, I will try to describe this picture because this is an audio only podcast. I don't know why that was so funny, but just the idea of the Young Schmucks. All right. Well, it must be my phone must be waiting for it or something here. It's not bopped through just yet, but I will open it up as soon as it comes through. But I'm going to keep things rolling here. Have you had a favorite match or a favorite rivalry that you've had so far in your career?
Well, 2019 feud of the year, Cody Hawk. That's the one that, you know, on the paper, it's probably the most memorable. Personally, there's Bad Attitude, Brian Beach. And to be quite honest with you, I owe my whole career to that man. And he was taken away from me. So I ended his career. Yeah, that was a good feud with FGW. But most notoriously is Cody Hawk, 100%. He and I have been going nose to nose since our training days when I first walked in there. You keep up with the FGW program. His wife is my best friend. He doesn't take too fondly to that. We were tag team champions there at FGW. He did not like that. And then I find myself now needing his help because Shauna has now turned away from both of us, and I'm trying to get her back. So it's not working out too well. They tell you not to build or burn bridges that you may need to use them one day. I'm starting to find out why.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Amos for just a moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. Look, every week I rave about this store. They got everything from single issues to back issues to collectibles. You name it, they got it. You need to stop by the store, especially if you're in Central Ohio. You have no excuse, man. The store is located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And even if you're not in the Central Ohio area, you still can check them out. You know, it's called technology, folks. Website is wgcomics.com, and they're on Facebook. Just search for @WGComics. And if you interact with anybody from the store, whether online or in person, please let them know that you heard about World's Greatest from me right here on the PVD cast.
What was it like to be in the ring against your mentor? Was there any anxiety, any nervousness, any excitement for that? I mean, I'm sure you had a long spectrum of emotions starting off that feud.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But Cody Hawk is the most professional person that you could ask to be in a ring with. He'll take care of you. We goofingly say that, you know, there's other people that's came in, oh, I'm working Cody night off. It's like, well, what the hell do you mean? Every time I work the guy, I end up bleeding or having to be taken away, people separating us. But, you know, being in the ring with him is a blessing. He's so professional. He's so good at what he does and the psychology on why he's doing it. It's a blessing. It really is.
Yep, definitely.
Animosity when I first started with him, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, he's been around for a long time, and he's got all types of expertise and experience and knowledge that I don't think that anybody that – how do you not end up being around Cody Hawk as a wrestler and not learning something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time that you're around the man, you're learning something.
Absolutely.
You get to know him good. He has some good stories, too.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, yeah.
So how about what's some future goals for you, Amos, as we, you know, continue on through 2022 and into the next couple of years? You got any long-term or short-term goals?
No, absolutely. 2022, you're now entered into the age of Amos, my friend.
Okay.
I want to be on TV. I'm gonna take the leap of faith here. This summer, I'm gonna go try to do my thing to see if I can get some eyes on me and make some money at what I'm doing. I'm learning the ropes of the marketing aspect of it, getting your gimmicks out there and how to survive off of it. It's learning the hustle 360. Mm-hmm. I'm putting all that knowledge. I'm gonna give her the old college try in hopes of earning a spot on a roster on one of the big name companies, or hell, I'd love to go to Japan. I'd love to go to the UK. Love to do a tour over there. Well, ultimately, I just want to be in the ring. I want to entertain. I want to keep doing this. I want to bring the younger generation up. I want to bring them with me. I want to make the place 100 times better than what I found it, for the next people that's coming underneath of us, man.
Wow. That's really a profound statement. I don't know. And this is kudos to you. I don't know if some people think that way. Leaving a place better than the way you found it. That's really, I don't want to use the term deep because that makes it sound like I'm making fun of it. I'm not. That's a very good philosophy, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, like I said, I'm a little bit different. I'm wound a little bit different. Yeah, we're just borrowers, man.
Yeah.
We'll leave this world. Might as well be better. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, well, as we're getting up to our time limit here, let's talk about some upcoming places you're going to be. We talked that you are going to be here in Columbus, Ohio, all this weekend for the Arnold, where you're going to have some big matches against Chuck the Truck Morris, Onyx, Victor Benjamin. But in the weeks following the Arnold, where are you going to be? Where can folks catch you?
You can go out to the Greenville World Classic Professional Big Time Wrestling. You got a huge show. But Bobby Fulton's putting on a lot of legends coming out of there. We got Pro Wrestling Alliance. That is coming up on the – oh, I have the calendar here. That is the 12th was the World Class Professional Wrestling. We have Battle on the Border, which takes place in Cleves, Ohio, on March 19th. And we fast forward. We go to Pro Wrestling Alliance. That will be – oh, bear with me here. At Pro Wrestling Alliance in Greenville, that'll be on April 23rd. XVW returns March 8th. Odd Bodies in Dayton, March 22nd, which is a Tuesday. Also, Odd Bodies in Dayton. So I got a lot of big things coming up. We're going to be out in Washington, Pennsylvania, April 9th. Be back up in Detroit, April 10th, April 7th even. So we got a lot of opportunities coming up. If you get a chance, come on out. You see us, see me, support indie wrestling.
Where can folks find you on social media if they want to continue to keep tabs on you as well?
Yes, sir. I'm a huge Facebook fan. I got Amos Awakening, or at Amos, the number 2, Awaken. We got a Twitter at The Real Scotty Amos. That's with a Y. And these are usually my social media outlets, and Instagram, Amos Awakening as well.
There you go. Amos, man, thanks so much for sitting down and chatting with me tonight. We've got a big weekend coming up, and, definitely wanted to talk about that, and I wanted to find out more about you as well. So it's been a blast. Thank you so very much, man.
John, let me say it first. You're welcome. I appreciate you, man.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll throw it to a quick break. On the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Amos, talking about his career in wrestling, and also talking about, of course, the big weekend for NOW, New Ohio Wrestling, returning to the Arnold for 2022. He's looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. That's all I can say. I could go on and on and on and beat a dead horse, but bottom line, you need to check it out if you happen to be at the Arnold, or heck, come on down and enjoy the Arnold and NOW Wrestling. All right, so maybe you want to get in touch with me real quick. Let me tell you how you can do that. If you want to be old school and shoot me an email, you can do that.
johnorlando@pvdcast.com is my email address. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. And you can even leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And maybe you want to let some people know about the PVDcast. Well, tell them that they can find it a bunch of different places, including PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting platforms and apps. All you got to do is search PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And I need your help. If you listen to any episode of the PVDcast on any one of your apps or platforms, please rate and review. It helps me out so much in the algorithm of all these different podcasting apps, and it moves me up the charts. I really need it. So please rate and review. It's very important. And of course, you can also subscribe too so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. I'd also like to remind you that there's quite possibly even an easier way to enjoy the PVDcast. That is, every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I play a Facebook broadcast of the week's episode of the PVDcast. You can check it out, and you can even interact with me by dropping comments in the comment section. But it's a whole lot of fun, so if you want another easy way to enjoy the PVDcast, again, just go over to the Facebook page, Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll hear me playing this week's episode. All right, I think I'm getting a little redundant here, so I need to wrap this up. So with that, I want to thank you one more time for checking out the episode. I really, truly do appreciate it. And I shall chat at each and every one of you later. And as always, stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC. Copyright 2022.